you know, the e-commerce guys are now the biggest buyers of air freight that exists right now, right? I mean, when you look at the Shein, Temu, Cainiao, AliExpress, all of these companies, they're just buying massive quantities of air freight, and they're buying it from a variety of sources. They're very smart procurers. These guys didn't fall off a turnip truck yesterday. They know how to purchase capacity, but they also know that this capacity is absolutely vital to their strategy, right? If they can't fulfill in the time period that they've committed to the customer, then their business model comes into question. And so they are procuring capacity in a variety of different ways. A lot of them are going direct to the carriers, and direct to the asset owners, and doing big deals. They're also buying a significant amount of capacity from freight forwarders who have gone to the airlines and done big deals. So I would say across the board, international e-commerce fulfillment is probably 40 to 50% of every kilo of air freight out of Asia this year. It's a big number. This number might have been less than 10% 5 years ago, just because nobody had heard of these guys. They didn't really exist 5-6 years ago, right? And so now they're procuring a lot of capacity. They are really concerned about their own growth. Their own growth depends on their access to capacity. So that's more important to them than, let's say, securing the absolute sharpest rate. So they're more interested in fueling their growth. And I think airlines have not been shy about talking the fact that they think the e-commerce guys are better customers. They're easier to deal with from many perspectives. We also work very closely with the largest e-commerce players, and they have been phenomenal to work with. They're great customers of ours. We'll do a heck of a lot more with them this year than we did last year. So the growth is definitely there, and we're excited to partner with them. But, you know, just don't want to be a one-trick pony for them either. And just so there's a lot of services that these guys can and do need.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Loadstar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on theloadstar.com. Thanks for listening.